everyone, and welcome to the Con Ed Scholar Athlete of the Week show. I'm Rich Leaf, and today we're very happy to have with us an outstanding three-sport athlete at Yorktown High School. Last week on the football field, Brett Makar rushed for 215 yards, had 8 solo tackles, 1 sack. He was the News 12 Varsity Player of the Year for the second week in a row. Brett, nice to see you here.
Thank you for having me, Rich. It's nice to be here.
It's our pleasure. Brett, what does winning the Con Ed Award mean to you?
It means a lot. I mean, during the season, you lose track of individual awards. You kind of just focus on the next game, doing whatever it takes to help the team win. But when I first found out about the award, Coach made me aware of it. I was really proud to win such a prestigious award and to be able to represent my high school, my teammates, and my town. It's nothing more you can ask for. I mean, I love Yorktown. I've lived there my whole life, and to be able to represent them with an award like this is something really special to me.
That's a great answer. That's terrific. Brett, in 3 games, you've had 46 carries, 520 yards, 6 receptions, 62 yards, kickoff return, 80 yards and a touchdown, 7 touchdowns. To say you do it all, that's the understatement of the year. How do you manage to compile stats like that?
I mean, this is kind of the cliche thing to say, but definitely the linemen. I mean, all year long, I mean, Coach Rossigno and Coach Espel have been working with them in the trenches from the beginning of the summer to now, and their hard work's really paid off. Every week, every day, they're getting constantly better. So, I mean, for them to open up those holes for me every week, to run behind them, it's really special. And, you know, just trying to keep this thing rolling 3-0 right now. Hopefully we keep working hard in practice and we get that 4-0 this weekend.
Well, speaking of this weekend, you have a big game against Rye. Rye is a perennial powerhouse in Westchester football. Although last year in the semifinals, you guys scored 66 points. I think that's the most they have ever allowed in the history of their program. And it's a very good program. How did you guys manage that?
I mean, you know, last year we had a great team, but you know, unfortunately, we couldn't get it done last year in the championship game. So, I mean, to have another shot in my senior year, I'm trying to make the most of every opportunity we can get playing together. So, I mean, having Rye come to our place Saturday, it's a great opportunity for us to show Section 1 what we're about. I mean, Rye has a great program, very prestigious. You know, every week, every weekend, week out, they're bringing their A game. So, you know, we got to be prepared, listening to Coach Rossigno and the rest of the coaching staff and believing in them, knowing that they're going to do whatever it takes to get it done, and so are we.
How's the week of practice going leading up to Saturday's game?
I mean, just like every week, you know, always going hard. Everyone's pushing each other to get better every day. I mean, I think a good thing that our team does is that we never make the moment too big or too small. We keep it loose, but at the same time, we're very focused and determined to win every game. But, you know, definitely just staying focused. We believe in each other. We're playing with this senior class since 3rd grade, so we know how to hold each other accountable. Looking forward to Saturday against a great team in Rye.
Brett, do you have a preference, offense, defense?
I just love the game of football. I mean, both sides, they bring a different aspect to the game. I mean, running the ball, you know, everyone thinks of, like, the touchdowns, but I like getting the 4-yard carries. You know, they usually get overlooked, but just following my pulling guard or my lineman and getting those 4 yards is something that I find special about it. And on defense, you know, rushing the quarterback is something really fun, too. And on defense, everyone, they do nothing like a gang tackle. You know, on offense, it's usually one guy carrying the ball. But on defense, everyone's got to do their job to make a tackle or that sack. So I think defense is special because it's more of a team aspect, all 11 guys trying to get that one player down.
Now, you were all-league as a sophomore. Last year as a junior, you were all-league, all-conference, all-section, and the Class A back of the year. That's quite an accomplishment.
Thank you.
Now, Brett, how long have you been playing organized football, and who or what got you interested in the game?
Definitely my whole life. My dad and my brother Tyler have been my 2 biggest role models. I mean, my brother Tyler always started everything before I did because he's 2 years older than me, and he started playing football in 3rd grade. I was in 1st grade, and getting to watch him play, I used to go to every practice. My dad was his head coach at the time, so I was at every practice, and I used to beg my dad, "Dad, can I hop in at practice this week, you think?" And he was always like, "Oh, no, you got to wait till 3rd grade." So 3rd grade was the first year I started, and my brother's always been a huge inspiration to me. I've always wanted to be at his level, and he always pushed me to be the best I could be. So, I mean, when he started playing in 3rd grade, it was just natural that 2 years after him, I would be starting in 3rd grade. So,
that's awesome. Brett, you know, you're somewhat of a rare breed these days in that you're a 3-sport athlete. it's more of an era of specialization. Kids right. play one sport and they concentrate on that, you know, maybe 12 months a year. But you are involved in two other sports. In the winter months, you were on the Yorktown track and field team.
Yes, sir.
What do you do on the team?
I do the 55-meter dash sprint, the 400-meter relay, and 200-meter relay. I think playing multiple sports, it brings different aspects to each sport. And my whole life, sports have been my life. You know, every day, come home from school, and I turn on ESPN right away. So, I mean, I can't really get away from sports. I love them so much. I can't even imagine my life without them. So, I mean, every season I take advantage of whatever sport's available. So, I mean, track, you know, it works on my speed and my acceleration for football and lacrosse. And then lacrosse works for my footwork and my speed and my competitiveness as well for lacrosse. So everything just bundles together.
And, you know, in the spring, you play on the Yorktown High School lacrosse team. Anyone that follows high school sports in Westchester County and around the area here knows that Yorktown lacrosse is perennially one of the top programs in Section 1 in New York State and maybe even beyond. You started as a sophomore. You started last year as a junior. And last year, as a junior, not only were you the Journal News Player of the Year, but you were an All-American, and we were talking before. I am just in awe. I don't get to spend time with All-Americans too often, I'll tell you that. That's a great honor. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, Richard.
What goes into that selection process? How does one become an All-American?
Right. Yeah, you know, it's definitely a great individual honor. I mean, even just playing for Yorktown, anytime you put on a jersey that says Yorktown on it, I really take pride in it. Like I said before, my community means so much to me. My coaches, every sport, my football coaches, my lacrosse coaches, track coaches, they all mean so much to me. So when I get to represent not only them, but all my teammates and my community, it really is a special thing. So, I mean, when I went All-American, it was definitely something I really took pride in. Since third grade, you never really think about winning an All-American. You think about winning a state championship and competing for a state championship. But when you definitely get an individual honor like that, it really is special to me. So when all the Section 1 officials and coaches got together and I found out about that decision from Coach Carney, it was really special for me and my family.
How many All-Americans are there around, throughout the country? Do you know? I know you said you were one of two juniors, which is amazing. Mm-hmm. How many young men fit that category, All-American?
I'm not sure about the exact number, but there was around eight guys in Section 1 that won it last year. So it was definitely really special for me.
That really is awesome. Now, in the classroom, Brett, you're a solid B student. You're working towards a Regents diploma. Do you have a favorite subject in school?
Yeah, definitely social studies and history. I mean, I think I've always loved history, American history, Civil War era especially. But I think what really is a part of that is that I've had such great teachers at Yorktown that really influenced me in that subject from freshman year to senior year. I haven't had one social studies teacher that I didn't love. So I was definitely those teachers that shaped me into especially loving that subject.
Well, that's great, and I can relate to that because I'm a former social studies teacher myself. So I'm very happy to hear you say that. It's a good subject. It, you know, as you say, there's a number of different topics that you can cover, and I had a great run teaching it myself. We're very happy to have your head coach with us here today, Mike Rossigno. Mike, this is your 13th year at the helm of the Yorktown Huskers. Thanks for being here.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having us,
Mike. Some of the things you wrote on Brett's application here were you know, just fantastic. And I'm going to read some of these quotes so that our audience can hear how you feel about this young man, and maybe you can comment on some of them. You said that Brett is by far the single most hardworking and tenacious football player that I have ever coached.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how else to say it in a better way. I think you'd have to witness it yourself, quite honestly. I've been doing this a while. I've been a player at the highest level. I've been coaching as a head coach, as you said, for 13 years. And when you look around and you know, every year that you get to come into an office and into a studio like this and talk about your players, you know, the kids are doing something right. And Brett's another one of those kids that makes us look good as coaches. But if you were to witness him on the field, literally, it doesn't shut it off. And when I talk about his tenacity, I'm talking about physical, emotional. His leadership is incredible. But the intangible that nobody ever talks about in an All-American or in the, you know, statistical hero is what he's doing off the field and how he interacts with his peers that aren't on that level and how he pulls kids along with him. You know, the compassionate angle from Brett most people won't talk about, because most people that know Brett, they have to play against him, and there's a little bit of a fear factor there. But I'm just impressed with his overall character.
Well, you said that he's a poster boy for leadership, so I guess that's what you mean.
100%.
Mike, you also said if you could be a fly on the wall at practice, you would find yourself wondering how it is humanly possible for any individual to push himself the way Brett does every single play. It gets to the point where coaches have to tell him to slow down, take it easy. Is that that's amazing?
Yeah, I mean, we mean it. You know, literally, there comes a point where you have to tell Brett that, you know, listen, we're gonna put somebody else in there because we got to let you turn it off a little bit here.
And finally, you said about Brett that he represents the very best of what our community has ever produced. He makes me proud to be associated with him. He has literally inspired me to work harder by way of his example. Those are amazing words.
Yeah, you know, when you're on the field, we ask the kids to inspire each other, you know, and that we talk about family at Yorktown, and we feed off of each other. And I mean it, you know, when someone's going that hard, and when kids don't turn it off, you better have your A game as the adult, because that's our job, and it's a beautiful thing when you have that kind of relationship.
Mike, thank you very much. Let's get back to Brett here for a moment. Brett, outside of school, during the summer months, you work with your dad, Keith, in his electrical contracting business. What are some of the things that you do and that you're learning with dad?
Yeah, you know, it's really special just to watch my dad. I mean, the way he works, it's really crazy. He works so hard for me, my brothers, my mom, my family. It really is crazy. Just watch him work through the summer months. But, you know, we usually work as a laborer for him, and I just watch, see what he does, trying to learn the electrical trade as much as I can, because it is such a useful trade and definitely useful later on in my life. And I learned so much from him, not just to work hard, but to be a good person on and off the field.
And I'm sure your family is very supportive of mm-hmm. your athletic endeavors. Your mom, Elizabeth, is here with us this morning. Do you have any siblings? And let's give them a little plug.
Yeah, I have three brothers. My youngest brother, Evan, he's a freshman at Yorktown High School. This is the first year we've been in school together, because we were always 3 years apart. So it's cool to see him in the hallway. He's a young freshman, and then he's coming up the ropes in the football program as well. And then my older brother, Tyler's a sophomore at St. Joe's University. He's playing lacrosse there. And then my oldest brother, Keithy, he's autistic, and he's my biggest inspiration on the field. You know, every time I step on the field, see him in the stands, I'm always thinking about him, because he doesn't get the opportunities that I have. So it's just a reminder that you can't take anything for granted, because you have to make the most of every opportunity, because especially when I see him and everything he's gone through. And my mom's an angel. The way she's raised us, it really is special. I mean, for her to raise us four crazy boys, it's amazing. to keep up with even my dad, all of us, and I don't know how she's done it all these years. She really is amazing. I love her to death, so thankful for her.
Now, you do some work, some volunteer and fundraising work for autism. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, definitely through Autism Speaks. My mom's done so much for my brother over the years, my father as well, and me and my brothers as well, giving our time with Autism Speaks and trying to give back as much as we can.
Brett, you're a busy guy, three sports, mm-hmm. heavy course load, I'm sure, working, volunteering, coaching youth lacrosse. If you ever have a day where there's no practice, no game, no school, just to chill out, where would we find Brett Maycar?
Usually right now it's a little crazy with football season. Monday through Friday is always hectic. But on the weekends, we usually don't have practice Saturday, Sunday. So Saturday, I'm usually just hanging out with my family, watching college football all day long. Can't get away from football during the fall season. But there's nothing else I'd really rather do. And my friends get together on Saturday nights, play Madden, hang out, just do regular high school teenage things. And then on Sunday, we'll all get together, watch NFL Red Zone in one of our basements, and keep checking our phones in our fantasy league we have on the football team. So,
sounds great. Brett, one more question. We have less than a minute. It's a long senior year coming up here. We're just beginning it. Yep. But you are going to the University of Maryland next year to play lacrosse. What caused you to choose Maryland?
Yeah, when I was going through the recruiting process, I visited 10 schools or so, and when I stepped on the campus of Maryland, it really just felt like home. I mean, the way the coaching staff interacted with me, and it really made me feel comfortable at the University of Maryland. And right when I stepped on campus, it really was like home. It felt like I could really see myself there, spending my time there for 4 years. And the lacrosse program is very prestigious, just as it is at Yorktown, so I'm looking forward to it, but definitely going to soak up my senior year and make the most of the time I have left at Yorktown.
Well, Brett Makar, thank you very much for being with us. All the best to you throughout this school year and next year at college.
My pleasure.
Thanks for listening to the Con Ed Scholar Athlete of the Week show. This is Rich Leaf. Join us again next week when we talk to another outstanding student athlete from our area. So long for now.